This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. In the 2012 election, you remember, Latino voters were decisive. But here's a surprise. They didn't show up at the polls in the numbers expected. According to a new analysis of voting numbers from the Pew Hispanic Center, just 48% of eligible Hispanic voters turned out to vote in 2012. That's a slight drop from the percentage that came out in 2008. Is this a trend or something like a plateau for Latino voters with dubious implications for 2016, although Latino voters will certainly be important in the next national election? Mark Lopez is a co-author of Inside the 2012 Latino Electorate and associate director of the Pew Hispanic Center. Mark, hi.
Hi, how's it going?
So is this a trend? Is this a plateau? Is this a statistical anomaly? What do you think?
Well, certainly, I think that there's two trends going on. First, the number of Hispanic voters that voted in 2012 was a record. 11.2 million was more than the 9.7 in 2008. But we had a second record as well, and that is the number of Latinos who could have voted but didn't, and that was at 12.1 million. But I think that what's interesting about all of this is the Hispanic electorate's growing, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. And in fact, an additional almost 4 million Latinos became eligible to vote between 08 and 12. We're going to see that happen again for 16, for 20, for 24. So as we move forward, this electorate is going to grow. We'll likely see another record turnout in terms of the number of voters. But it's also been a pattern of over the decades of less turnout than you might expect, given the relative size of the population, and at least as compared to, say, African Americans or whites.
Let's look at individual states, if that's possible. In places where there was a real contested election, where Latino voters would have been decisive either for a statewide or a national candidate, do you see higher rates of participation?
Yes. In fact, when we took a look at the battleground states as a whole for 2012, the voter turnout rate among Hispanics there was higher than it was in the non-battleground states. And that's important because it does reflect where the attention of the campaigns went. For Hispanics, a lot of the attention of the campaigns was in Nevada and in Colorado and in Florida. And compared to places like California or Texas, you generally do see a higher voter turnout rate. What's also interesting is that one of the groups that had a increase in its voter turnout rate, Puerto Ricans, was in were those in South Florida, or those in Central Florida, which was an important part of the map for 2012. A lot of effort was put on that central I-4 corridor. The Puerto Rican population has been growing there.
Let me play Nate Silver here for a moment and give you an outlandish theory that you might be able to see from the numbers. Is it possible that conservative Latinos, and we know there are plenty of conservative Latinos, didn't really see an option in 2012 and that they stayed home and might explain some of the apparent complacency?
That could be part of the story, but we've seen over the last few years, between 2006, say, and 2012, a growing number of Latinos identifying with or leaning towards the Democratic Party. So already we have almost 70% of Latino registered voters being either identifying as Democrat or leaning towards the Democrats. Also, the when you take a look at the Cuban-American vote, it looks like in 2012, though we don't have any real hard evidence, that that vote, which tends to be a more conservative and more Republican vote, did go with Barack Obama in 2012 in Florida. So it's possible that we may have had a change here, at least somewhat of a change, with a high watermark for President Obama in 2012, or I should say a Democratic presidential candidate in 2012 with Hispanic voters.
And we'll see how this plays out in 2014 as well. That'll be interesting and will really set us up for 2016. Mark Lopez is the author of Inside the 2012 Latino Electorate for the Pew Hispanic Center. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you.
And as Washington debates immigration reform, the story of a family torn apart by borders and deportation, the impact on one mother and her young daughter, the idea of migrating to the United States comes with all sorts of huge internal family sacrifices that take enormous costs out of families and the communities they leave and they return to. We're asking you, how has leaving home changed your life?
Hi, this is Bobby from Huntsville, Alabama. Living outside the U.S. gave me tolerance for other people's views. It also let me see America with fresh eyes, both our freedoms and our warts.
And here's a change in Roberto's life.
This is Roberto from New Jersey. I came to the U.S. from Venezuela the day after getting married to my wife 20 years ago. Today we have a family, a home, and a career, all thanks to the opportunity in this great country. For us, the American dream is a reality.
But not so real to some others, a story. Stay with us.
There's a
lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.